worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Why is it that every year it seems like this show ends on a whimper rather than a bang?
Yeah, it's, you know, it happens.
It's what we do. We whimper a lot on this show, especially Mickey, but we'll get to that. Welcome to A Freak Accident, the best mistake ever. My name is Crisco, your host, and I am joined by Lazy E.
I almost had the best weekend, which turned out to be the worst weekend.
You're also mostly shaving.
Yeah.
Which is throwing me off big time.
Mm-hmm. 5 o'clock shadow style.
Yeah. That he hasn't been this near bare on his face in quite some time.
Yeah, because I did the whole no shave November.
Yeah.
And it was somewhere in October, like early October, I got a haircut.
Yeah. It's been a minute, though.
Yeah.
Mickey's here, too.
Yeah, why am I whimpering?
Because you hate being
here. Well, yeah.
All right.
You're always meh and mumbling and grumbling and, you know, doing all that sort of thing.
I do that everywhere.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. Missing Kara. That's why I say we're ending on a whimper rather than a bang.
No, this is just normal.
What was that? Kara does suck.
Kara sucks.
That's true. Well, is it normal?
It is.
Her being late is normal. Her not being here isn't normal.
It's kind of become normal.
It's kind of become normal, hasn't it? It is more normal than not normal. But anyway,
confusing.
Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com, which there was a hiccup again with the email this past week.
Oh, no.
I think it's working again, though. Email us and find out for sure, though. freaks@afreakaccident.com. Although we were getting mail from some people
yeah.
who we know, so we know it's at least partially working. So that's good. I think the outgoing wasn't working. So if we sent anything back to anybody, if you didn't get anything.
That's why.
Yeah. There are two people who are waiting on stickers, I believe. We did get two requests in, but since we don't have Kara here, you can blame her for you not getting your stickers in a timely fashion this time because she's not here to sign the love letter that we send to our listeners.
We can forge it and just write nasty things about Kara on her.
Butt face.
Yeah. I smell.
We could do that. We really, really could. But yeah, that's the thing. It seems like, though, wait, last year, I think somebody wasn't here. I don't know if it was Kara
Probably
or Mickey
Kara.
Or both of them. Maybe it was just me and you, E. And I think the year before, too, we've got a consistent track record of ending very poorly.
Yeah.
Because, of course, those who are longtime listeners of the show will know this. We are off, if you want to call it that. I'm using lots of air quotes. The next 2 weeks for Christmas and New Year's.
We will have best ofs, right?
Yes, we will. We will be still be delivering episodes for you to listen to. It just won't be new. It'll be, you know, a hodgepodge of yesteryear's podcasts coming your way. So you'll still have content. It just won't be new episodes because we're off the next 2 weeks. And then we'll be back early January. Hopefully all four of us in the room then.
Yeah.
So see, that's why I'm glad I decided to work sick last week on the show, even though I'm still not a full 100%. You could probably tell my voice is still a little bit eh, but it doesn't hurt to talk anymore.
We've noticed.
Thanks.
My voice is a little sore because, or like raspy. Because I went to see the Bengals this past weekend.
Oh, you did do that, didn't you?
And it ended up being they pushed it to 4:35. They made it a more primetime game. So
why? It's the Bengals. There's nothing about that team that says primetime.
Fighting for first place.
Okay.
So we were in the stadium and we're watching.
With the Steelers, though, in the same division.
They're
just
awful.
Lost to the Vikings.
Yes.
Which tells you how bad that they are. So take from that what you will.
So we watched Baltimore lose to the Browns on the NFL on the Red Zone Network. They had it up on the big screen, so everybody's cheering. because they're in first place. We need to beat the 49ers. We start getting demolished in the first half. And then the second half, we come back. Fourth quarter, last seconds, we score a touchdown and tie the game.
Mm.
It goes to overtime. We get the ball first. We only get a field goal, so they get another shot. They run it right down and score a touchdown. It was the walk of shame. We didn't even take the escalator. We walked the stairs because we knew we deserved it.
It's because you were there. Don't they lose like every time you go to a game?
No, I have about a 50-50.
No, I've seen them win. They do it.
Yes. But also what happened this past week, got one of these.
Ooh.
Fancy. Oh, his new coin.
Yeah, 2 years sober.
Damn, man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Very cool. It's like gold. Solid gold.
But it's plastic.
Very cool, man. It feels nice, though. It feels better than just cheap plastic.
Yeah.
They got the expensive plastic.
They did.
Yeah, it's like if you get, going off of D&D, Dungeons & Dragons, if you get not as expensive dice, but right in the middle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're not
They're still plastic die, but
they're like
metal.
Custom-made resin die. Yeah, it's not like the metal dice or anything like that. Or, God forbid, the gemstone dice that some people have.
How fancy.
Very, very fancy.
Let me tell you something, though. It is really, and this is really nerdy. It is cool to roll the metal dice. They just hit differently. They cling. They throw it and it has this boom.
Yeah, it feels like weighty. It's like Doom. Which is funny because you roll a lot of nat ones and you're feeling it in that game.
Yeah.
You know, Murderer could probably make those for you.
Metal dice? I'm sure he could. He can make pretty much anything.
Literally anything made out of
metal. I
wonder
if he could make a better Mickey made out of metal.
Oh, metal
Mickey.
Possibly.
Metal Mickey. I feel like this is a great idea.
It's a new band name.
Metal Mickey.
There you go. It's your new project.
Okay.
You could start it over the 2 week break.
No.
And then come back.
Yeah, we'll know if Murderer accomplished that when she comes to the show and she's like, come to the show!
If he could fabricate like a metallic Mickey action figure, that I think would be cool. Maybe we could even like do a contest to give it to a listener or something.
He can make a metal version of all of us, and yeah, we'll give away the show.
There you go. I like this.
We're going to give away the show?
Well, in metal form.
A freak accident. Metal. Yeah.
I like that.
I do like it. That's a pretty good idea. So you're just recovering from a good weekend then.
Well.
And celebrating 2 years of sobriety.
2 years sobriety, great. Weekend.
Well, yeah.
They lost.
That is true. You still were there for the experience, though.
Yeah, everything was great until the end of that game. There was one point during that game when we scored the tying touchdown. Me and my friends were hugging, jumping up and down in the stands.
Yeah.
We were high-fiving random people, just going, no!
We're
going
to do it!
Nope.
No.
Nothing will beat the reactions of Browns fans from a couple of years ago. Do you remember
that? Oh, when they got their first win?
Their first win in like 600 and something days or something like that. It was crazy. Insane. I remember when that happened. They were like the last time the Browns won a game and there was like a list of things that had happened and it was like, good God almighty. Mm. I just remember the people thinking the one game they thought they were going to win. I forget who it was even against. And they blocked the game-winning field goal and ran it back for a touchdown. And there's people, like, filming themselves in the crowd. Like,
oh, those were great to watch.
Filming the winning moment, and then you just hear that noise of, like, it wasn't even, like, boos. It was that gasp of desperation and just humanity losing hope in real time. And you just hear it. And then everybody just turns and looks. And then they just, like, their cameras fall to their sides, and they just walk out of the stadium. It's like, you're not that, though.
No.
You will never be that. Even as bad as the Bengals have been, you haven't been as bad as the Browns were at their worst.
Right now, the Bengals have a team that's very positive-looking, like, towards the future. We look like a future playoff team.
I'll never know what that's like.
No, you won't.
Not anymore.
The Vikings have never been that, and they never will be. That's right. I don't really even watch them anymore.
You guys are on the bubble. You could make the playoffs this year.
That's always where they are, though. They're always, we might make it. Maybe we'll squeeze into the wild card. Just they're never good enough to win the division or anything. So it's like, I gave up worrying about it. I don't watch them anymore. It's taken, it's added years back to my life, frankly.
I like the death feel of watching football. The just the depression. The sweet depression of fall.
It's like looking into a mirror. The team is me.
Yeah, it's when fall comes around and I can smell those leaves dying, I can smell my hope. just
dying along with the leaves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I just know that feeling.
Mickey, what's new with you? Anything?
No, nothing.
You got any holiday plans? You traveling anywhere? Or are you just keeping it home?
We're staying home.
Oh, that's different. You did some travel this year, though.
We did, yeah.
So you're traveled out.
Yeah, we're traveled out because we did it over the course of like a week and a half.
You're Mickey's family'd out.
Yes.
Yeah, Mickey's tired of her own family at this point. Doesn't need it no more.
It's over.
Yeah. Although the trip to Albuquerque was rather amusing. My aunt got us lost on a dirt road for about 3.5 miles.
Ooh, that's how people die.
Yeah, that's what we were saying the whole way there.
I mean, how do you even tell, though? Everything out there is flat, right?
Well, there's plateaus and mountains. I mean, most of it is flat. But yeah, there was a speedway that we were heading to for those Christmas light things.
Yeah.
And her son had told her there was a specific way to go, and she was a little drunk, so she followed the map and did not follow the map. And we took a really sharp right turn and ended up on a dirt road. And I'm like, well, I'm not turning around because you don't know where you're going. And you say this road eventually leads to the road we need to get to. So 3.5 miles of going 20 miles an hour on a dirt road.
Oh.
It was great.
Pretty soon you start seeing signs in Russian and you're like, how did this happen?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
man,
about where we were.
Man, we really turned left. What is going on?
What part of Albuquerque is Kanata?
Fantastic. But yeah, I'm glad to be feeling at least a little bit better this week. Still don't sound 100%.
Yeah, you're nasally.
Yeah, well, I got a head full of boogers still.
Head full of boogers.
So I got that. But voice is working. And it's not hurting me.
Good.
To exist this week. So on the show, our little whimper, our end of the year festival here.
Yeah.
We've got some things to get to. First and foremost, the most dangerous toys you can give kids this Christmas. Mickey, I have the answer. It is not good news for you specifically.
Okay.
You will find out why.
Mm-hmm.
It will make you more sad than you already are having to be here.
We'll see.
She's thinking to herself, that's not possible.
Joke's on him.
We have the most mispronounced words of 2021.
All of them.
One of our favorites is on there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't even know that.
You'll find out. We have a long list of holiday puns. This offering was brought to you by Mickey, our Unicorn Show member.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good pun?
I love puns.
Yes. So this is going to give you your full repertoire of jokes to take with you to the holiday season.
I love that.
We've got a reality TV star who claims to make an awful lot of money doing something that's just absolutely repugnant.
Ooh, repugnant. Throwing down the $20 words to end out the year.
Wordsmith. Then, now, and forever. So we got that and 12 Christmas carols from hell.
Well, they're bad.
There's a couple I would like to add to that list. So we'll get to all of this on this episode. The final new episode of A Freak Accident for 2021.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
Dangerous toys are in department stores. They slipped right through the statutory safety net. Don't give a dangerous toy.
I like that it's, sounds like a group of monks sitting in a monastery somewhere. This is from Value Penguin.
Ooh.
That's the publication. I'm not referring to Mickey as a Value Penguin.
I'm a unicorn.
That's true. Although this wasn't the one you contributed. This is something else.
Yeah.
But we've got a list of the most dangerous toys you can give your kids for Christmas this year. We do this, I think, every year. Because mostly every year, The answer is always lawn darts.
Well, yeah.
We've talked about that.
If you get lawn darts, first of all, you're a hick. Second of all, you're an idiot.
Can we talk just for a brief second?
Yeah.
Just to divert. About the weird obsession people round here, because I don't think it's necessarily prevalent everywhere, but round these parts, here in northeastern Pennsylvania, people love cornhole to a really, really obnoxious and unsettling degree.
No. In Ohio, in Cincinnati,
it's worse.
It is a million times worse.
How is that possible?
Because you don't understand. They play cornhole like it's a sport.
Weird. No.
Yeah, well, there is. Actually, on ESPN, they had professional cornholing.
Oh, my God.
It is ridiculous. It is insane to watch because they nail it every single time. I wish. Yeah.
There's an unhealthy obsession with cornhole.
There is.
I'm glad there's not an unhealthy obsession with lawn darts.
I had no idea what it was until I moved here.
What, cornhole?
Yeah.
Do you miss not knowing?
Yes.
But lawn darts. Lawn darts are usually, they're
sharp, pointy objects to throw at people.
Also known as spears, which maybe it's something to do with, like, it harkens back to our hunter-gatherer days.
Yeah.
You know, it just immediately, we clutch it, and we're filled with bloodlust. It just naturally brings out the worst in us. But this year, it's not lawn darts. Ooh. Those are not the most dangerous toy that you can get for your kid. So what is the most dangerous toy? A study looked at how many injuries different types of toys have caused over the last 5 years.
Okay.
One toy has come out ahead of the rest as causing the most injuries.
Tickle Me Elmo.
No. Well, how would that even work?
I don't know.
She's just trying to be different.
The answer is scooters.
Shocker!
That's why I said it's bad news for Mickey, because this is your park.
Because small children and lack of helmets are a big thing.
Mickey has watched plenty of injuries happen in real time at the Action Sports Park.
There you go.
I almost called it Adventure Sports Park.
I mean, it could be.
It could be. I feel like you should put, like, decorations around palm trees.
I've thought about it.
Jungle vines.
I've definitely thought about it.
She already has the cave from Easter. Remember the Easter cave?
Yeah, I do remember the cave. It was scary.
Just call it an adventure sports park.
We could.
Yeah.
When I was in Cincinnati, I saw a lot of people, like an obnoxious amount of people on the motorized ones.
Right. Now, yeah. Are they referring to the motorized ones or the actual scooters?
This refers to specifically, it calls out by name, Razor scooters.
Okay. Which are more dangerous than your Action Sports scooters.
I thought Razors were the scooters that they use at the Action Sports.
So our skate park allows them, but they're really not safe because they're meant to fold up. So your actual, like, sports scooters are one single bar. They can't fold them. It's all one piece.
That somehow makes them more safe.
No, it doesn't, but it is a little less dangerous than, you know, the bars folding in on you while you're trying to jump off of a ramp.
Fair. I don't like metal folding around me, generally speaking.
Yeah. You see, when I saw those motorized ones, those people, they don't care.
They have a death wish.
Oh, yeah, they don't care. If your car's right there, they're like, I'm going to win this battle. No, you're not. You're going to lose.
In grand fashion, too.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically mentions Razor scooters have caused over 190,000 injuries since 2016. That includes both children and adults. Up next.
What adult is riding a Razor scooter?
Plenty.
Yeah.
Why?
Mickey, go.
Do you really have to ask that question?
How old are you?
Let's put it in perspective. When everything got closed down and we opened back up, but parents didn't have to technically go to work, they were riding with their kids, whether it was scooter or BMX or skateboard, because they wanted to do more with their kids, which is great. But these are sports that you haven't been involved in 20 plus years.
I was just going to say, if your name's not Tony Hawk, you shouldn't be doing that in your 50s.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be like me going out and trying to do a split. former active martial artist, now extremely passive martial artist. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to do a full split. Yep. Look out, guys. Here it comes.
Yep.
I'm ready.
You tear your scrotum.
Exactly. Incidentally, when I went off that one jump at your bike park that one time, almost tore the old scrotum. I'm noticing a pattern here.
Yeah.
Keep your scrotes intact, people. Up next, incidentally, is balls.
I don't know what those are. I mean,
you want to finish that sentence?
I know what they are. That was clean, I don't too. Know what yep. they are.
Okay. It actually says have caused 108,000 injuries. That includes footballs, baseballs, and every other type of ball. Golf balls, I'm assuming, are in there from frustration. And high blood pressure.
I think it's from people who hit it and don't, when it goes off your course, don't yell, "Four!"
Right, yeah. You get clocked in the head with it. The fact that scooters have racked up almost twice as many victims as balls, though, is pretty impressive.
Yeah, considering balls are more common.
Right.
As gifts and as gifts to anybody over scooters.
Most of them are involved in sports and know how to utilize them.
Yeah,
kids
true.
That are getting scooters don't know how to do that.
That's true.
Yeah, that is very true. Toy cars are next.
Oh, you step on those things.
I picture some, not just that. I picture somebody stepping on one at the top of a flight of stairs, and it's just enough to take them off that edge.
See, when you said toy cars, I was thinking of like the powered ones.
No, Hot Wheels.
The Hot Wheels ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally the micro vehicles.
Just like Legos, man. Kids don't pick them up. You step on them. Ooh, does that hurt?
And that actually, some of them, well, at least in the old days, they did used to be made of metal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're made now.
Probably plastic, yeah.
I haven't bought a Hot Wheel.
It's made from melted down sobriety chips.
Yeah, it's true.
up next, building sets that come with small pieces.
Legos.
So Legos.
Yeah.
Connects.
Is Connect still a thing?
Yeah, they're still. Okay. Yep.
Choking hazards and things kids could swallow are a part of that. Then frisbees and boomerangs at fifth.
I could totally see that.
With the rise of disc golf, I imagine the frisbees causing injuries have gone up in tandem. Dolls and action figures next. Then toy boxes or chests.
Small children getting locked in a chest.
Or dropping them on their foot.
Could be that. Or you get your hands and slam it down on the nuts.
That actually bothers me.
Phantom pain. Yeah.
Drop them down on the nuts.
I said nuts.
That's not what it sounded like. I was like, what kind of toy box did you have?
Listen, my private time is none of your business. Tricycles and balloons.
You get injured with a balloon.
Choking hazard.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's it.
I did hear a story the other day about a group of teenagers that drove by this guy who was sleeping in his car, threw water balloons at him, and he responded by firing a shotgun through the driver's side door.
No!
So, I mean, in that instance, was it the balloons that caused the injury? Technically, that was the triggering factor there.
Yeah.
No.
I'm blaming the balloons for that situation.
Yeah. Or bad mental issues.
Bad mental health probably comes into play, I would assume. But yeah, that's from Value Penguin. Those are all dangerous. Don't buy them for your kids. Get them nice, soft, squishy things for Christmas instead.
Or useful things.
Like what?
A pillow. Clothes.
That's pillows, nice, soft, and squishy. Is exactly
this is
what
true.
Said, yeah.
Get them me. Nice, soft, and squishy.
There you go. Lazy E for sale. Shop at freakaccident.com.
Yeah.
Up next on the show, now that we've saved you some pain this Christmas, we're going to give you some other pain in the form of the most mispronounced words of 2021. Let's see.
Ari.
Yeah, well, that was years ago, Mickey.
It's never going away.
Let's see how many we've all gotten wrong, and you too.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Words can be fun!
Words, words, words. It's such fun to learn words, words, words.
Everybody
There's more words than words.
No.
It's just words.
Yeah.
What?
Just words.
Who's on first? All right. So these are the most mispronounced words of 2021, of the whole year.
Okay. Mm.
We'll start at number 7, and from the Associated Press, too. So this is...
Ooh. I'm surprised. There's only 7?
Well, it's the top 7.
It's the top.
Okay.
Yeah. This is from a company called US Captioning. They do the subtitles for live events on TV. They also do an annual list of the most mispronounced words of the year. Maybe we'll make a regular habit out of checking this list.
I know, we should.
But I figure most of these we've said wrong at least once.
Absolutely.
I know I have. If not on the show, then certainly in my personal life. So again, from the Associated Press, number 7, the name of the new COVID strain that we keep hearing.
I still don't know how to say it.
It's still tripping people. It's still tripping a lot of people up, actually, even though we've been saying it nonstop for the last 2 weeks.
I haven't.
I've read about it. I've never heard it on the news.
You've never heard it said?
No.
Okay. You haven't even heard what it is.
I know it's Omni something.
No, close enough. Omicron.
Oh, okay.
Now, the thing is, though, there actually is not a right way to say it. It's a Greek letter.
Okay.
But, I mean, a lot of people point to Futurama, that those that one group of aliens was from the planet Omicron, whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But some people say Omicron. Some people say Omicron. That seems totally wrong. I've heard it said Omicron enough times that I've adopted that as the proper pronunciation.
Omicron.
I think I saw it written once because I'm just not on any of the social media platforms.
More contagious, less lethal. Not a ton to worry about there.
Yeah, not worried anyways.
Mickey doesn't care about anything. She doesn't care about humans, non-humans. Well, she cares about her dogs.
I do.
And that cat. Is that cat still around?
Cat is still there.
Okay, she cares about animals, not so much people. Definitely not us.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Number six. Okay. It is a... I'm pretty sure it's a town in Scotland.
Okay.
Okay. Glasgow.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Glasgow.
Yep.
President Biden and President Obama both said Glasgow this year. Glasgow. You're not supposed to pronounce the W at the end, though. Apparently, it's Glasgow.
Okay,
is actually how it's pronounced.
Oh.
Glasgow, not Glasgow.
Because they pronounce it wrong on WWE. Then when Drew McIntyre does his one kick, oh my god!
What do they call it?
Like Glasgow or something like that?
I thought the one kick. I thought you meant his finisher, and I was like, well, isn't that called the? Maybe
Glasgow it's a
kick.
No, isn't that where he's from?
Yeah.
So maybe it's a joke on the fact that people don't pronounce it correctly?
Maybe. I don't know.
I thought it was called something different, his finisher.
Oh, you're right. That's the headbutt he does. He calls it the Glasgow Kiss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know what his...
It's funny because he headbutts him. The Claymore.
The Claymore kick. That's...
Yeah, that's... I know. I was so, it was some kind of big sword. I knew that was the name of it. I was like, I don't think it's called The Bastard. That's Pack. But, all right. Up next... the name of the ship that blocked the Suez Canal in March. I probably said Suez Canal wrong, too, while we were here. People were calling it the Evergreen. There were a million pictures of it floating around where it was stuck sideways in that canal.
Okay.
Everybody was calling it the Evergreen. It was actually the Ever Given. That was the name of the ship.
Wow, so people weren't mispronouncing it. They were just completely wrong.
Yeah, and it turns out
couldn't
people,
read.
Yeah, most of America's illiterate.
We know.
We learned it there. That could be like a real thing, though, like a quick trick of the eye. Mm. If you look real fast and you don't look closely, you might... You know, your brain sometimes corrects words to read as something else.
Was there a tree on the picture of the boat?
No, I don't think so.
Because that would explain why they didn't say Ever Given and Evergreen, because they saw a picture of a tree and went for the picture instead of reading.
The other one is a pop star. She's very popular right now. Billie is her first name. Her last name is what?
Eilish.
Yeah, I thought it was Eilish.
I think it is Eilish. This says people, though, were saying Eilish a lot or even Eyelash?
Eyelash.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah, no, it's Eilish.
I'm pretty sure it is Eilish.
It is.
Oh, you know this, do
yeah.
you? Lazy E's your biggest fan.
I am.
We just found this out.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't shock me.
Huge. Couldn't name a damn song she sings.
I'm not sure she sings as much as she mumbles a lot.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I heard like one song of hers and I was like, this is not good. I do not want to hear this anymore.
All right.
The other one is Elon Musk's little pet project, the cryptocurrency that he was pushing for a while there.
I really thought you were going to say his kid.
One of my favorite memes, just because it makes no sense over the last year, might have been even from 2020, actually, because the last 2 years have just completely blended together, which was like Elon Musk's kid, because the kid has that weird name.
Yeah, they use like numbers and yeah. letters or something.
Mm. Like, here's Elon Musk's kid going to bed at night, and it was a picture of a giant plug with legs plugging itself into a giant outlet.
I did not see that.
Why is this so stupid and funny at yeah. the same time? But he was pushing on Twitter there was a cryptocurrency.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Doge. Dogecoin.
I have no idea.
Can you hear about this? Okay. I was pretty sure.
I'll admit, when I first thought it, I thought it was Dogecoin.
How Dodge. Is it spelled?
Dogecoin.
So why would you put another D in there?
Doggy coin.
Doggy coin.
Oh, doggy. Because it has a dog on it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's the Shiba Inu dog kind of making the, like, a surprise
okay,
face. That's
okay.
the image of the crypto. A lot of people thought it was Doja, like Doja Cat.
That's the Doja, artist.
Yeah, Doja coin. A lot of people say that. Or you might have said doggy coin at first. It is Dogecoin, though.
Oh, okay.
Lazy E is right. Doge. How did you know that was the right way to say it, though, considering so many people were saying it wrong?
Because I actually heard that on the news.
Oh, okay.
And I heard it enough when people were losing money eventually from it.
Yeah.
That I figured it out. I was like, okay.
I prefer to think of it as Dogecoin.
Dogecoin.
Probably would have done better.
There is a, maybe it would have. If it was Dogecoin, you go, Mickey, start a new crypto.
No.
Dogecoin.
Dogecoin.
Unicoin.
Oh, it could just be your face with that.
Money with Mickey's face on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
What a horrifying thought.
Uh-huh.
I know.
If anything's going to crash the global economy, might as well be her.
Yeah, with her face, it would just make me feel wrong for spending money like she's judging me.
Oh,
yeah.
So you might actually save money?
You look down at your crypto and she's just staring back at you with that. That look that she does.
Fine.
Yeah, fine. I don't need it. I don't need the gas station hot dog roller machine for my kitchen. You're right. Okay, you're right.
Fine.
Number two is a Mexican restaurant. We have one around here. It's a chain.
La Tolteca?
No.
Taco
not that
Bell.
Chipotle.
Okay. Mickey's said it that way. Say it again.
Chipotle.
Okay, what do you think?
Chipotle.
You think it's Chipotle, right?
Is it Chipotle?
according to this, because they have like phonetic pronunciations for a lot
okay.
of these, it's Chipotle.
Oh, okay.
Chipotle, which is kind of similar to that, but it's Chipotle.
So a Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Oh, there's no chip.
Chip.
It's
yeah.
just chip.
Well, there's a chip, but it's Chipotle.
Chipotle. So you put the emphasis in the middle.
Yeah. It's all right. I ain't eating there anyways.
There's a lot of people who call it Chipotle, apparently.
Oh, well, that is
Chipotle.
Completely southern.
Yeah, that's dumb and wrong. But yeah, it's not Chipotle either. It's Chipotle. Pote.
It's not Chipotle. It's Chipotle.
Yeah. It's not Mayan. It's Aztec.
Yeah.
There's layers to that joke if you really want to think about it. Okay, and number one is our favorite word.
I know
one of our new favorite words.
Now
you know what it is. Okay, Kara isn't here to bask in the glow of this, but it was a word that she, I believe it was her,
yeah,
right, introduced it to our show. It is a Gen Z term, Mickey.
Oh, the chuggy?
Yeah. Okay, so she said it.
Yeah, if I didn't hear Kara say it, there's no way I would have ever been able to pronounce
it. So again, it is a Gen Z term for things that are unfashionable or outdated. So Lazy E, you just said you never would have been able to pronounce it on your own without hearing Kara refer to it as...
Chugi.
What would you have thought it was pronounced?
Tell me how to spell it again.
Cheugy.
Chiangi.
I thought his brain sprung a leak again.
Yeah, I know.
Chiangi.
He looks at me, he's like, Chiangi. He sounded like an anime character charging up for a big attack.
Chiangi.
I would have thought Chiugi. Chiugi? Well, that is...
Chiugi.
Chiugi, though, or Choigi, maybe. Now, that's what I would have thought. Because I never would have guessed Chiugi either.
I went, because I asked Kara the day that it came up, because it came up in the news feed somewhere, when she knew what it was. I was like, is it Chiugi, or is it pronounced something else?
Schwege.
Schwege.
Schwege. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Kara has her thumb on the pulse of the Gen Z generation.
Yeah.
We do not.
No.
We are... Mickey doesn't watch television.
No.
Lazy E and I are old white men. We're not up on the hip new trends of today.
No. So you're Chiugi.
We're definitely Chiugi.
We're very Chiugi.
And we've established that on this show over the last couple
this
months especially.
This show is Chiugi.
Oh boy, is it. It can be. It can be.
It can be deep Chiugi.
Stare deep into the 90s, children. Look at it. Look at it. It's horrifying, isn't it? But those are the most mispronounced words of 2021. I almost just mispronounced.
I was just going to say, wow, that almost took a weird turn.
The ultimate irony is not lost on me. And I just said alternate instead of ultimate. So he's just staring at me now waiting for me to goof up more.
Yeah.
Please what are you going to do?
That's a lot of pressure. Please don't. I can't hold up.
Under pressure.
Up next, a long list of holiday puns. This one brought to us by Unicorn.
Yeah.
It's next on A Freak Accident.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
A riddle or a pun can provide a feast of fun. The worse they are, the best they are. It's hard to find a rotten one.
Well, there you go. I love a good pun. Now, typically, a pun, in my mind, means a play on words, right? It's a word that sounds like it should be something else, but it's not.
It could be, yeah.
But it could also really mean a number of little jokes and epitaphs and things like that. So this is from boardpanda.com.
Along with Value Penguin.
Yes.
We're all about the animals today.
Very, very zoological on today's episode of the podcast. I could say that word right. Figure that out. Mickey, I'm picturing in my head, because this was submitted by Mickey to the show prep. I'm picturing Mickey sitting around going, I'm a bored panda.
Ooh, a website.
It's my website. It's perfect. So which one of these, Mickey, caught your eye and made you think this was worthy of bringing to the show? Is there one
most
you can remember?
Them. Most no, of them? I don't remember any of them, but I got through like 20 of them, and I'm like, this could be fun.
This there's a lot here. There's 178 in total.
Oh,
yes,
nice.
We don't need to read all of them.
No, we don't. But we will do the first 20. We'll see how far we get. So number one is, what do you call an old snowman?
What?
Water.
Yes.
Have you guys seen that new commercial where the girl has her snowman for like a whole year? She makes it in the winter, and it's like this tiny little snowman.
Oh yeah, that's the greatest commercial ever.
I put it in a freezer.
Yeah, they put it in the freezer, and then like they were out like hiking in the woods, and they had it in a cooler. Like she was carrying it everywhere with her. It was this whole thing, and then next winter comes around, and she takes it back outside. She puts it down, and then some kid runs it over with a bike.
And then her face is what makes that commercial.
I'm just like, I didn't know whether to laugh, cry, or like chase that kid down on the bike and break his legs.
I laughed so hard.
I was like, this is heartbreaking, but also funny, is it?
Yeah.
That snowman just turned into dust is what he became. Number two, I bought my son a refrigerator for Christmas. I can't wait to see his face light up when he opens it.
Yes!
There's a trend on TikTok right now where people like take the ring light and they silhouette themselves
with
it.
I saw that.
You've seen it. The one was really funny. It was this guy, he puts the ring light behind himself and it cuts and he's opening the fridge and he's just got like his gut hanging out from behind a bathrobe and he's got like a plate of chips and he's just opening the fridge and it's slowly illuminating him. And just like, yes, it's angelic and beautiful. Number three. What language does Santa Claus speak?
What language does he
speak?
I like
this one.
North Polish.
All right. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. Number four. Asked my wife what she wanted for Christmas, and she told me nothing would make her happier than a diamond necklace, so I gave her nothing.
That's a great trick for the holidays.
Technically, she said nothing would make me happier than a diamond necklace.
Well, then give her nothing.
Maybe she texted it to him and he just put emphasis on the wrong word.
Emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Emphasis. That's right. I'm emphasassy.
It's a stripper name.
Number five, the three phases of man. He believes in Santa Claus. He doesn't believe in Santa Claus. He is Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He just becomes fat and bearded as he gets older.
Hello.
Number six. Which reindeer was known for his bad manners?
Which one?
Rudolph.
That one bothers me.
That one bothers you a lot?
That one makes me angry.
Is that because you didn't come up with it?
No, it just makes me angry, that one.
And that's a good one to tell at dinner, though.
Yeah.
It is a good one, yeah. What is a parent's favorite Christmas carol?
What?
Silent Night.
Ah.
Because them babies be waking you up all night with their crying. Number eight. How does Darth Vader like his Christmas turkey?
How?
On the dark side.
And that's good.
Number nine. How will Christmas dinner be different after Brexit?
I won't get this.
Okay, Brexit is England separated from the European Union. Right?
Okay.
They essentially like seceded almost. Christmas dinner will be different in England after Brexit because no Brussels. Brussels is the name of a European town.
I know.
There were comments under that one about, I'm glad there's no, I don't like Brussels sprouts.
That's good. I hate Brussels sprouts. Yeah. The top comment. Yeah. Number 10. If a reindeer lost his tail, where would he get a new one?
I like this one too.
Where?
Tell him.
The retail store. Come on. It was so good. Oh,
God. I feel dirty. I need to get a shower after that one. Oh.
This is good. Mrs. Claus. Look out the window, Santa. Is it snowing? Santa replies, looks like rain, dear.
Hmm. You're just so mad that you didn't come up with these.
No, I'm kind of angry they exist.
This one's for you Catholics and Christians out there. Ooh. What did Adam say the day before Christmas?
What?
It's Christmas, Eve.
All right. That's good. That's good.
These are all right up your alley.
No, some of them are below my level.
These are top of the show jokes. This is the stuff that you open with most episodes.
No, I go more highbrow than this. I mean, I told you the one about... Did I say it on the show?
Mickey.
The dead polar bear?
Yeah, what do you call a dead polar bear? It doesn't matter. He's dead.
You can say anything you want. Can't say anything to you. It's dead.
Mickey, I'm going to need your help on this one. Why was Santa's elf depressed?
Oh, I don't.
You don't remember this one? He had low elf esteem.
Oh, that's right.
Number 14 is kind of weak. Don't mind the resting Grinch face.
I wasn't a fan of that one.
No.
Why is it getting harder to buy advent calendars?
Why?
Because their days are numbered.
Yes! Now that's it. That's the zone we need to be in.
You don't like these puns? They literally slayed everyone at work.
No.
Slay.
You know, it's funny. Back when I was in first grade, we wrote letters to Santa. and in school, and they published some in the paper.
Oh, no.
They picked this one kid, and my dad, I remember laughing so hard and showing me and explaining it to me. He wrote, Santa slays with kids, but he spelled it
A-Y.
I was like, oh.
I'm sure that's why they put it in the paper.
Uh-huh.
This one's layered. Why does Scrooge love reindeer?
Why?
Because every buck is dear to him.
That took a little bit to land, but I got it.
Who doesn't eat on Christmas?
Who?
The turkey. Because he's always stuffed. Who's Santa's favorite singer?
Who's the...
Elf is Presley.
Oh, no. Oh, God. That's how you know it's a good pun, when you get an ugh.
Why is Jack Frost such a great friend?
Why?
Because he's super chill.
Yeah. That's it. That's the good stuff.
Watch where you light the candles this year. You don't want Santa Claus to become Crisp Kringle.
I got a holiday joke. It's not really a pun.
Go ahead.
All right. So this guy, he bought a, he went up to this pet store, and they said, well, watch this. There's this neat thing with this parrot. It's a very special parrot. You light a match underneath its left foot, and it starts singing.
Classic.
And he lights it, and he goes, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. And he goes, huh. So what happens if you do it on the right leg? And he goes, same thing. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. And he goes, huh. What if you go between the two?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. One of my favorites from when I was in, like, kindergarten.
Love it.
I'm going to end on this one. I love my candy canes in mint condition.
Yeah!
I feel like I should have had the CSI stick. Those are great, though. We'll even share those on social media. Yeah. Why not? Live in the holiday spirit with some terrible, terrible puns.
Yes.
Up next, a reality TV star is claiming to make a lot of money doing something absolutely barbaric.
She's a beast.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Reality TV was a mistake.
I don't know. I kind of like the junk.
The junk?
The junk that it is.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe there was a new reality TV show called The Junk.
I like The Junk.
Oh, well, that was clean.
Damn
and
it.
Crisp and beautiful. Stephanie Matto. Matto? 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 Is a reality TV star? Who is she? All right, good. This is from Bro Bible, and it does explain who she is first. Oh, she's hot. Anyway, she was from the 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay.
She appeared in 10 episodes of the 90 Day Fiancé Pillow Talk, 16 episodes of Before the 90 Days, 13 episodes of 90 Day Fiancé, B90 Strikes Back. Good God, how many spinoffs did this show have?
Seriously.
They were milking that cow for all they could get out of it. That's not an insult toward that guy either. I'm sure he doesn't deserve to be called those names. She's built a substantial following, though, on social media with over 300,000 YouTube subscribers, 262,000 Instagram followers. Presumably, though, there are now people on her social media who are buying her farts. Mickey, I want you to think about this for 1 second, okay? All of the hard work and effort and expertise and time and energy that you've put into your business to try and make it and make money and be successful. And you could have just been selling your farts online. How does that make you feel?
I'll keep going the road I'm going.
No. Wait until you hear how much she makes.
Oh, probably way too much.
Based on recent Instagram posts, it would appear that she is selling her gas locked in glass jars for a small fortune. Either that or she's selling it at rock bottom prices.
Yeah.
But enough people are buying it that she is allegedly making $50,000 a week.
Ouch.
A week.
God.
How much is she charging for a jar?
That's the thing. I don't know. Apparently, though, she's been ripping eaters into these jars and then selling them to her social media fans.
Oh, my God. Can I ask you guys this?
Is there
anybody, any famous person that you would pay, I don't know.
The answer is no.
No.
$50 for a fart.
No.
No. It's like Gwyneth Paltrow with the candles and
the
stuff
JJ.
That she does.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you know what? Everybody knows what a fart smells like. It's not going to smell any better or different just because it's coming out of Chris Pratt, okay? It's not going to make it more endearing or
so there's your answer,
better
Lizzie.
To smell.
I wonder if she charges...
I mean Scarlett Johansson.
I wonder if she charges for different food. Like if there's an up price if she eats asparagus.
Or like, oh, you gotta pay
beans.
Double. Yeah. You gotta pay double for Chipotle.
Yeah. Ooh, New Year's Eve special. It's sushi night.
Ooh. How interesting. Yeah, she apparently has a net worth estimated around $5 million.
Oh my God.
But like,
how does that make sense if she's making $50,000?
No,
a week?
Not just off of the farts.
Yeah, that's not just farts. That's
net well, worth no, overall. But I'm saying I would think it would be more than that if we're making $50,000 a week.
You would think that
on top of everything else that she does.
I mean, I don't. This article seems very, you know, and again, it's in Bro Bible, so take
right.
from that what you will. But it seems very not. Detailed. It doesn't have any links for where you can buy these things.
Well, type in her name and put in farts.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do that. That is a great idea. Stephanie Matto.
Farts. Spell it correctly. Pronounce it incorrectly.
Farts. Okay.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of articles, I'm sure, talking about this.
Probably.
But you would think, like, if they're selling that well, that would be the top of the page.
It should be. I mean... Maybe you just ask her on Instagram.
Farts for sale?
Well, that's the thing. She's either selling them for a lot of money or she's...
Getting a lot for a little.
Yeah, she's just selling a lot of them to a lot of people.
I'm just telling listeners right now, email us freaks@freakaccident.com, $50 a jar. I'll do it. No doubt.
You're charging 50, but well, you've got the mega colon though. So
yeah, exactly.
That's your
special.
Selling point. Yeah, absolutely.
And then on top of it, I'll give you for 75. I'll give you some splashback.
Why? Why did you have to go there?
You get a shard for 75. You get a little particle.
Even my computer is screaming. Listen to it. It can't believe what it's hearing right now. I'm trying to load... This just took me back to Instagram.
You just messaged her on Instagram.
Probably, yeah. This says that she also has a fan subscription platform called Unfiltered with no E.
Ooh. Those are the parts without underwear.
It sounds like an OnlyFans type thing.
That's
just,
what it
just
is.
It's her own network. I wonder if that's where she's
it.
Selling them.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't, she says they people wanted videos of me farting, they'd have specific requests.
Why?
I don't know, man.
Like, seriously, that girl, no matter how hot she is, as soon as I smell her fart, she's not hot anymore.
I'm so sorry, proofreader.
Well, no,
I'm
no,
so sorry
I mean,
the first time you had to smell your gas.
Well, no, but like... If you're just smelling it and knowing that she sells farts, that makes her less hot to me.
Oh, well, yeah.
It makes her gross.
Yeah, she's disgusting scum for doing something like this.
Yes.
And I mean, admittedly, yeah, you're gross. I mean, I don't like kink shaming or anything like that, but you're gross for wanting to buy someone's farts. Just
you're
so you
weird.
Can, yeah, that's odd. That's odd. It's like the people who buy the influencer's bath water.
Yeah.
You know, that was somebody like a year ago or something like that. She was a Twitch streamer or something, was selling her bathwater to people. And you know what? You know what? I guarantee you it wasn't actually her bathwater. She was probably just filling it up at the sink in the kitchen and then sending it to you in the mail.
Well, duh.
Yeah. You guys are dumb. That's the worst part of it. You're stupid.
And then how do you know it's her farts?
That's true.
Like, she could just be having anybody fart into a jar.
Maybe it's her dog's farts. You don't know.
Are you getting video proof?
That's the thing. But even then, you don't know. She could twist that cap off and then do whatever she wants in between the video ending and it arriving at your doorstep.
Sure. I can't imagine at that point, if you're farting into a jar, I don't think you're going to pull a fast one on somebody.
Realistically, though, you made the offer.
But what would be the point of faking it at that point if you sent a video of you farting into a jar?
What would be the point of faking it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Being a horrible person and getting the last laugh? Being like, haha, they're paying for nothing now. I don't know. But no, you made the offer, though, to our listeners.
Absolutely.
50?
50 bucks.
50 a jar.
50 a jar.
For one of Lazy E's farts.
Yeah.
I guess I have to be the collector.
75, you get splashed.
It'll never get shipped.
We'll sign it. We'll sign it like we do.
I hate you so much. I can't stand you.
We'll sign it like we do the stickers.
There you go. I'll add it to the shop page.
Yeah.
Lazy E's farts, 50 bucks a jar. If you would like them in the interim, between now and when I get it posted in the shop, just email, freaks@freakaccident.com and ask, and we'll do it.
If I get an email.
I swear to God, man. I might just quit. That might be the end of the podcast.
So hard. No offense to the
fart
person.
So hard.
Well, yeah, but no offense to the person who orders it, but my God, I will laugh so hard.
I will collect it. I will don a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
And I'll have one of those things like the grabbers have, and I'll hold it out like at arm's length.
How do you explain that to the USPS?
Is it flammable?
Yes, it is.
Hang on, it's fragile.
There you go, technically,
fragile.
My fart.
Technically, that is flammable and caustic. You'd have to put like danger symbols on the mail, right?
Uh-huh.
Somebody accidentally flicks their cigarette back there. What happens? That's megacolon fart, too. You know, that sucker's potent.
That's coming deep. That sucker's deep.
It's like magma from the center of the earth.
I know.
Mm.
God, this is the gross world we live in. Can't believe you people. Can't believe I share oxygen with you.
But I still love the sound of farts.
The sound of a fart will always make me laugh, though. Up next, 12 Christmas Carols from Hell to round out our show.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes.
This is my Christmas song from hell.
Absolutely.
Anything that says when Mama meets Jesus tonight should not be on a Christmas song.
Yeah, you know what? You can add Dominic the Donkey and that freaking hippopotamus song.
Don't you dare!
Add the hippo song to that, too.
No! Dominic the Donkey is a treasure.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Mickey, so what are you doing over there?
Before we get into this, I did Google farts for sale. Nothing came up.
Yeah, but what is your algorithm now?
Oh, who knows?
Google algorithm's like, what? Because like she's probably got like, you know, taxes 2022, business investments, this, that, farts for sale.
Yeah. Google's now
like,
what is happening?
Google, the servers crash overnight and it's all because of her because the AI that runs Google just can't figure out why she's
all
searching.
All of a sudden,
all of a sudden searching farts for sale.
Yeah.
And the next time you're on Facebook, there's going to be wish.com ads for jars of gas. Enjoy that. You've invited that evil into your own life. All right, so this is 12 Christmas songs that are just suck. They're just awful.
It's bad.
All right, well, number 12, let's not waste any time. Number 12, Away in a Manger by the Brady Bunch?
Away in a manger.
Oh, no.
Nope.
The voice is just
never liked that show anyway.
I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
But
Happy Days was the superior show on Nick at Night. It was not the Brady Bunch.
I didn't really get into Happy Days.
The Wonder Years.
Oh, that was way better. Yeah.
Yeah. Freaking Brady Bunch. Yeah, that's awful. Please turn that off. That's hurting my soul. Up next on number 11, this seems wrong. I already disagree with something on this list. Because this is a song by Christopher Lee. It's called Jingle Hell.
Uh-oh.
This is bad.
No, man, don't you insult the legends. That is Saruman the White you're talking about there.
It's still bad.
This guy was an assassin in World War II. He was out there killing Nazis.
Well, he should have stayed doing that and not make Christmas songs.
I don't know, I'm vibing to this right now. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, he was actually a heavy metal singer in his free time, Christopher Lee. In addition to being an actor... and a murderer.
Yeah.
He was he had a number of metal albums. They're actually pretty amazing.
This is terrible though.
If you say so. Different strokes. All right, up next.
Oh boy.
Up on the Housetop by the Jingle Babies.
Get ready to puke.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh boy.
Woo!
Kind of makes me laugh.
This is like when they have those cat songs.
Yeah, how do they teach those cats how to sing like that?
They don't. They pitch correct their meows and make it sound like they're doing it.
I know. Kind of makes me laugh.
Baby just crapped his pants. Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. All right, get that out of here. Apparently, Regis Philbin did a Christmas song.
Well, yeah, because he's a Broadway performer, so...
That's true.
Here it is.
In a loose sense. Yeah, okay. Fine.
What is it called?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
I don't think
it's
bad.
It's terrible, no.
And if you ever saw it...
It's Regis, though. You can absolutely tell it's Regis.
But it's crooner sounding. I like it.
The reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
It's not terrible.
No.
I've heard worse. That Brady Bunch song is way worse than this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That baby song just makes you want to fire children into the sun. Get them all out of here.
This next one on the list, I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
And I found an album of that name.
Okay.
But the song, all I have is him, Hasselhoff. It's David Hasselhoff.
Wonderful.
But just reciting the story.
The Night Before... Well, it's not a song. The Night Before Christmas not a song. It is a story.
Yeah, so...
Children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
So I don't know if it's hell. He's just reading a story.
And I and my cat had just settled down for a long winter's nap when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed.
I'm wondering if, like, as it goes on and on, he just gets drunker and drunker. And by the end, he's just like, "Merry Christmas, I play it." With him, it could be. He just starts eating a cheeseburger halfway through. As he slowly melts into the bottom of his shower. All right. Alice Cooper featuring John 5, Billy Sheehan, and Vinny Appice.
I feel like I've heard this.
Santa Claus... C-L-A-W-S is coming to town.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I've never liked Alice Cooper to begin with.
Yeah.
His voice is just...
Nope, don't
he's
like it.
Yeah, see, I'm like pop punk, so I'm okay with the voice, but it's just not...
The song,
He's trying too hard.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing against Alice Cooper. Well, I didn't until now. You can put that away. That's fine. Don't need to hear no more of that. That's like, didn't DMX do a...
Oh, that one's great.
Is that it on this list?
No, because it's fantastic.
He did Rudolph too, didn't he?
Yep.
We have William Shatner featuring Henry Rollins.
Cause I'm a liar.
What an odd combination.
They did Jingle Bells.
Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride a sleigh dog today. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
They're not even on time together.
No. Oh, what fun it is to set your phasers to stun.
Like, that would be like all of us going, 1, 2, 3, sing! And then...
Yeah.
I'm turning it off.
Not exactly a classic here, although you might argue they're one of the better comedy troupes of all time. The Three Stooges with I Got a Cold for Christmas.
I was good as solid gold and did the things that I was told. For days nobody had a scold, but I got a cold for Christmas.
It's not funny.
Not particularly, no.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not funny, so anything good about the Three Stooges is not part of this.
Considering my current state, I actually did get a cold for Christmas.
You did.
And so all I can do is relate, and I don't like it.
Yeah, it's terrible. They were known for prop physical comedy. They got hit by stuff. That's what made them funny. Not singing.
Slapstick comedy.
Yes.
And their puns, too. Some of those puns they came off with are real good. Number four, I'll never understand why this guy became as popular as he ever did.
Because of American Idol.
He was one on the first season, I think? First or second?
It was early iterations of the show.
The really funny thing is, like, if you'll recall, American Idol auditions weren't just for anybody who showed up. You had to win, like, multiple competitions leading up to even being able to get in line at the big events.
So they picked the bad ones they really
wanted.
This
guy somehow made it this far.
Because they knew how bad it was.
Yeah.
And they wanted it to go.
But he had multiple record deals after that.
Because it was so bad, people wanted it.
I didn't want it. And so who out there is buying these albums and listening to them?
I don't know who we're talking about, so play the
William
song.
William Hung with Little Drummer Boy.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Yeah, you wanted it.
A newborn king to
And this made it to American Idol?
Yes.
This guy did.
He sang... She bang!
Finest gifts we bring, pom, rum, pom, pom, pom.
You want more?
No. Oh, there you go. Mickey, listen to him go flat.
He's been flat the whole time.
Yeah, but listen to him go more flat. Somehow he's turned flat into a new dimension. It's not two-dimensional anymore. It's inverse dimensions.
Yeah. He turned flat sphere.
His flat is round. That's how flat it is. Ugh.
Can we tell that to the flat earthers?
Yeah. It's as flat as William Hung.
There you go. Wing. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I missed one. Tiny Tim.
You remember him. Tiptoe through the tulips.
Did White Christmas.
I'm dreaming.
Playing his ukulele.
Yeah, he was always big on the vibrato.
Yeah. The weird thing is he doesn't go high pitch in this one.
No.
He did a little bit there.
A little, but he used to go all the time like this.
This isn't even that bad. It's silly, but it's not terrible. He at least has control of his pitch.
Yes.
So, yeah, that ain't the worst, even though it's number three on the list. This list from original Cinemaniac? Yeah, Cinemaniac, that's what it is. Number two, Wing. Did Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Oh, boy.
They made fun of her on
Holy
South Park.
Yeah, they did. Night. Oh, is calm. Oh, is bright.
Should have stayed in the karaoke bar.
Yeah.
Why did we need to be exposed to this?
Because it's wonderful. It's wonderfully
terrible.
Are you sure this is Wing and not Yoko Ono?
It's the same.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to hear that anymore.
Oh, I can get it.
Do you still have it in there?
Talk
Jeez, no, don't. We don't need
it. It's too late.
We got one left.
It's too late.
It's not too late. You could back away. I don't need to hear this. I don't need to end 2021 like this. Please don't
We're
make
ending
me do it.
2021 like this because you started it.
Yeah, it's your fault.
I had to say it.
You did.
I had to say it with my mouth words. I wish I still hurt in my neck so that I couldn't talk.
I mean, we could sing Do You Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas?
Nope, don't do that. I'll just kill you. I'll kill you and I'll hide the bodies. And then I'll just say, oh, look, this episode.
Lucky for you, I don't have it anymore.
The gods are on my side for once. All right. Number one, Mrs. Miller. She was discovered by the announcer team from Laugh-In, which should tell you all that you need to know. Did Here Comes Santa Claus.
Oh, I put it on edit mode.
I don't like it already.
Nope.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
And she sounds scared. There's a gun to her head.
Reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. And you're stuck.
This is a person that was involved in theater way too much.
She sounds like somebody who would be in like a high society skit.
Yeah.
Instead of just,
good morning, Lizzie. Are you wearing
good morning?
Good morning. Are you wearing your white wig today, my brother?
That or trying to do an impression of Julia Childs.
Maybe.
We're trying to cook a brooch today. Don't forget to set out your silverware and the proper arrangement on the table. Bread dish on the proper side, you heathen.
Well, that definitely deserved number one.
Ugh, get it out of here. Surprised that
there is a time and place for vibrato, not all the time.
Yeah. Why wasn't the Backstreet Boys song on there? Didn't they do that one, or was that NSYNC?
You're thinking of NSYNC.
Yeah,
that's NSYNC's great.
Yeah, that's right.
Back at you. Put it in the jar.
I should. $12. I can't offer 50 and compare it to his. So I'm not even going to try.
$100 and this will happen.
I pooped my pants. We'll just send you a turd in a box. You'll have a Mr. Hanky Christmas for you for Christmas. Well, that's it. That wraps up this episode, and it wraps up this year for a freak accident,
yes.
Really. Really, got to say thank you for following along, for listening along. Even if you're a new listener or an old listener, it doesn't matter. Thank you for being a part of this. We will be gone now for 2 weeks. We'll have best of episodes that we will be releasing, though, for you to revisit some old segments and enjoy that. We'll be back on the first week of January then, right?
Yes.
So the first new episode you'll get of 2022 will be coming to you on the 6th. So look out for that. Hopefully all four of us will be back in the room. That'll be something to look forward to, another new year, and it'll be another anniversary episode too.
Yeah.
I lost track of how many years it's been now. Is that six?
Six.
Dang.
We're coming back on the 6th for the 6th anniversary.
I love
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, fancy.
We're missing 1-6, and then we could have a demon awakening.
Mickey's here.
That's true. Maybe it'll be a demon banishment then.
Then she won't show up.
Finally. No, I'm kidding. So anyway, in the meantime, though, while we're gone, we won't be inactive, though. So there's plenty of ways that you can still connect with the show. Our website's our main hub, freakaccident.com. You can click podcast, listen back to more than 300 episodes worth of content. Mm-hmm. You can also visit our shop, buy the t-shirt, request free stickers, ask Lazy E to send you farts.
True.
Whatever. That's in the shop section. Don't forget to visit our Connect page as well. That has links to all of our different social media profiles. And that's where, you know, if you miss us, come say hi on social media. Interact with us. We'll be doing stuff, you know, in the next couple of weeks to stay.
Stuffing things.
Yeah, we'll be staying up on stuff. And then don't forget, wherever you download and listen to podcasts, to subscribe to our little show. That way, it'll be automatically brought to you every time a new episode comes out. You don't have to look for it. Plus, more subscriber numbers mean we get higher and higher and higher in attention. And another thing you can do to help us is to leave us a positive review. Rate us very high and leave us a good review to help us, again, gain more clout, gain more recognition, and gain more followers.
Yeah.
That will help us. And, of course, the most important thing that you could do, you got 2 weeks to worry about it, is...
share us with your friends!
Tell your family while you're at Christmas.
Yeah.
Give them the gift of a freak accident. Buy them a t-shirt. Tell them about the show.
Get them stickers.
There you go. It's a great plan.
I mean, the stickers will be there for next Christmas.
That's fine. They will be. And what a lovely surprise it'll be for you. So thank you again for listening. Thanks for downloading and listening to this one. And we will be back in the new year. Stay safe over the holidays. Enjoy yourselves. And we love you. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Do you want to end the show with a drop that we have not played from Kara from this year?
Absolutely, I do.
They look like a sperm and an egg.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY NC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.